College English Test, Band 4. Model Test 2. Part 3. Listening Comprehension. Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
11.
Wasn't Carl supposed to give a speech tonight?
Yes, but he backed out at the last minute.
Question. What do we learn about Carl?
Twelve.
I spent $50 on this sofa. Do you think it was worth it?
Well, I think you've got a real bargain.
Question. What does the man think of the price?
13.
I heard the fire broke out at 2 in the morning.
That's right, and it took the firemen 3 hours to put it out.
Question. When was the fire put out? 14.
Excuse me, I'd like to send a registration letter to Houston, Texas. How much is the postage?
Let me check. It's $1.55.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers? 15.
Jack, I expected to see you at Sam's birthday party yesterday, but you were absent.
I had a date with my girlfriend. I have been terribly busy these days. You know, she is complaining.
Question. What do we know about the man? 16.
I'm fed up with the noisy environment here. I suppose we should rent a house with better environment, but I don't see how we can afford it right now.
If only we hadn't bought the second-hand car.
Question. What does the woman mean?
17.
I think this film is really wonderful. Beautiful scene, impressing music, and touching story. Everything is so great.
You can say that again.
Question. What does the woman mean? 18.
Honey, I think we should go out and relax this weekend.
Yes, darling. But my boss asked me to work overtime over the weekend. You know, time is really pressing for us.
Question. What will the man do this weekend?
2 you'll hear 2 long conversations.
Conversation 1.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Advice Radio Program. What's your name?
Jim.
Hello, Jim. What's your problem?
I'm beginning to lose my hair. I went to the doctor, but he just said there was nothing I could do about it. He said it was probably hereditary. My father was bald by the time he was 30.
And how old are you?
Me? I'm 28.
And are you losing a lot of hair then?
Well, it comes out a lot when I comb my hair, and you can see a thin part on the top of my head.
Does that really worry you, Jim?
Well, I don't like it. It's old, you know, looks old. I don't want to look like a middle-aged man at 28. And I wonder if there is some special shampoo I should use, and if you could tell me one that I should buy, something like that, you know, to stop it getting worse.
Well, you know, Jim, to be honest with you, there's not really a lot you can do about it, actually, I'm afraid. I mean, baldness is one of those things that, in my experience, you just have to try to accept. Some men find it more difficult to accept baldness than others. There is one piece of advice, though, Jim, and that's don't try to comb your hair over the bald or thin patch. Whatever you do, don't comb it over, because that usually looks ridiculous. And the other thing that usually looks ridiculous is a man with a wig, that is, a false hairpiece. Don't let anyone persuade you to buy one of those false hairpiece things, because they usually look much worse than a bald man. I actually think bald men can look very attractive. My husband is bald, and I think it really suits him.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
19. What's probably the reason for the man's baldness?
20. What does the woman suggest to the man?
21. Where do you think this conversation takes place?
22. What does the woman think of her husband's baldness?
2.
Good morning.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I understand that the school organizes trips to different...
Yes, we run 5 every month, 3 during weekends and 2 Wednesday afternoon trips.
What sort of places?
Well, obviously it varies, but always places of historical interest and also which offer a variety of shopping, because our students always ask about that. And then we go for ones where we know there are guided tours, because this gives a good focus for the visit.
Do you travel far?
Well, we're lucky here, obviously, because we're able to say that all our visits are less than 3 hours' drive.
How much do they cost?
Again, it varies, between 5 and 15 pounds a head, depending on distance.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and we do offer to arrange special trips if, you know, there are more than 12 people.
All right, I'll keep that in mind. And what are the times normally?
We try to keep it pretty fixed so that students get to know the pattern. We leave at 8:30 a.m. and return at 6 p.m. We figure it's best to keep the day fairly short.
Oh, yes. And how do we reserve a place?
You sign your name on the notice board. Do you know where it is?
Aha, I saw it this morning.
And we do ask that you sign up 3 days in advance, so we know we've got enough people interested to run it, and we can cancel if necessary, with full refund, of course.
That's fine. Thanks.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
23. How often does the school organize the trips?
24. When will the school arrange special trips?
25. How to reserve a place for a trip?
2. Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Passage 1. Some students at the Open University left school 20 years ago. Others are younger, but all must be at least 21 years old. This is one example of how the Open University is different from all other universities. Its students must either work full-time or be at home all day, for instance, mothers of families. They do not have to pass any examinations before they are accepted as students. This is why the university is called Open. The university was started in order to help a known group of people who missed having a university education when they were young. The first name for the Open University was the University of the Air. The idea was to teach on the air, in other words, on radio and television. Most of the teaching is done like this. Radio and television have brought the classroom into people's homes. But this, on its own, is not enough for a university education. The Open University student also receives advice at one of 283 study centers in the country. 36 weeks of the year, he has to send written work to a tutor, the person who guides him. He must also spend 3 weeks every summer as a full-time student. Tutors and students meet and study together, as in other universities. At the end of the Open University's first year, the results were good. 3 out of every 4 students passed their examinations. If they do this every year, they will finish their studies in 4 or 5 years.
Questions 26 to 29 are based on the passage you have just heard.
26. Why is the university called Open?
What does on the air here mean?
28. How many weeks every summer must a person spend as a full-time student?
29. How long will the students take to finish their studies? 2. Today I want to help you with a study reading method known as SQ3R. The letters stand for 5 steps in the reading process. Survey, question, read, review, recite. Each of the steps should be done carefully and in the order mentioned. In all study reading, a survey should be the first step. Survey means to look quickly. Don't stop to read complete sentences. Just look at the important divisions of the material. The second step is question. Try to form questions based on your survey. Use the question words who, what, when, where, why, and how. Now you are ready for the third step, read. You will be rereading the titles and important words that you look at in the survey. But this time you will read the examples and details as well. Sometimes it is useful to take notes while you read. I have had students who prefer to underline important points, and it seems to be just as useful as note-taking. What you should do, whether you take notes or underline, is to read actively. Think about what you are reading as a series of ideas, not just a sequence of words. The fourth step is review. Remember the questions that you wrote down before you read the material. You should be able to answer them now. You will notice that some of the questions were treated in more detail in the reading. Concentrate on those. Also review material that you did not consider in your questions. The last step is recite. Try to put the reading into your own words. Summarize it either in writing or orally.
Questions 30 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard.
30. What do the letters in the SQ3R method represent?
31. What does the lecturer say about reading, step 3, in the SQ3R method?
32. What is the last step in the SQ3R method?
3. Once again in Richfield Heights today, there were no classes in the public elementary and secondary schools. This marks the 11th day that the schools in that community have remained closed. Teachers are still on strike, despite the back-to-work order issued yesterday by the district court. A spokesperson for the teachers' union stated at a press conference today that the strike would continue until such time as the school committee agrees to a public hearing to settle the dispute. According to the spokesperson, Wages are not an issue in the dispute. At issue is a new rule passed by the school committee, which eliminates paid sick leave from the teacher's contract. Under the new contract, teachers would receive no salary for any day on which they failed to appear due to illness. School administrators, on the other hand, would continue to receive 15 days of paid sick leave annually. The parent board, which was initially sympathetic to the teacher's position, has urged the teachers to return to work until a settlement can be reached. Spokespersons for the school committee are refusing to comment on the latest developments.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
33. What seems to be the main issue in the dispute?
What is the present position of the parent board regarding the strike?
35. According to the news, which of the following institutions is least likely to be in favor of the back-to-work order?
3.
Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written.
Now listen to the passage. There are 17 kinds of penguins in the world. All of them live in the southern hemisphere. Only a few species live on the continent of Antarctica at the bottom of the world. The emperor penguins are the largest. They are about 100 centimeters tall and weigh about 30 kilograms. Their special method of mating makes them different from all other penguins. For thousands of years, the emperor penguins have lived on the freezing continent of Antarctica. These black and white birds live in large groups or colonies. There are about 40 emperor penguin colonies on Antarctica. In total, there are about 400,000 birds. These birds spend the summer swimming in the ocean in search of food, such as fish and squid. Penguins are not able to fly, but they are excellent swimmers. They can dive as deep as 460 meters and hold their breath for up to 20 minutes. But when summer ends, so does this easy time spent by the water. The penguins jump out of the water and onto the ice. They know it is time to find a mate and reproduce. In order to mate, the penguins must travel many kilometers inland from the ocean. They do this to find a safe area to spend the many months needed to produce and develop an egg. They must find an area with some shelter from the freezing winds.
Now the passage will be read again.
There are 17 kinds of penguins in the world. All of them live in the southern hemisphere. Only a few species live on the continent of Antarctica at the bottom of the world. The emperor penguins are the largest. They are about 100 centimeters tall and weigh about 30 kilograms. Their special method of mating makes them different from all other penguins. For thousands of years, the emperor penguins have lived on the freezing continent of Antarctica. These black and white birds live in large groups or colonies. There are about 40 emperor penguin colonies on Antarctica. In total, there are about 400,000 birds. These birds spend the summer swimming in the ocean in search of food, such as fish and squid. Penguins are not able to fly, but they are excellent swimmers. They can dive as deep as 460 meters and hold their breath for up to 20 minutes. But when summer ends, so does this easy time spent by the water. The penguins jump out of the water and onto the ice. They know it is time to find a mate and reproduce. In order to mate, the penguins must travel many kilometers inland from the ocean. They do this to find a safe area to spend the many months needed to produce and develop an egg. They must find an area with some shelter from the freezing winds.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
There are 17 kinds of penguins in the world. All of them live in the southern hemisphere. Only a few species live on the continent of Antarctica at the bottom of the world. The emperor penguins are the largest. They are about 100 centimeters tall and weigh about 30 kilograms. Their special method of mating makes them different from all other penguins. For thousands of years, the emperor penguins have lived on the freezing continent of Antarctica. These black and white birds live in large groups or colonies. There are about 40 emperor penguin colonies on Antarctica. In total, there are about 400,000 birds. These birds spend the summer swimming in the ocean in search of food, such as fish and squid. Penguins are not able to fly, but they are excellent swimmers. They can dive as deep as 460 meters and hold their breath for up to 20 minutes. But when summer ends, so does this easy time spent by the water. The penguins jump out of the water and onto the ice. They know it is time to find a mate and reproduce. In order to mate, the penguins must travel many kilometers inland from the ocean. They do this to find a safe area to spend the many months needed to produce and develop an egg. They must find an area with some shelter from the freezing winds.
This is the end of listening comprehension.